High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Columbia Central High School. Game one of our coverage of high school basketball this season. And it's a doozy of a game here for the area. Different edges, different sides of the county, I'd say, but Western Panthers in town here to take on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. And Jason, excited to get into another season of high school basketball.
Yeah, very excited to get going. It seems like it's been way too long since we called a football game, so getting back into it in the gym finally is kind of nice.
And a couple teams that are played extended seasons in football with the Western Panthers and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, and we'll see some of those leaders from the football field playing today on the hardwood. We'll start with Columbia Central, the home team. This is their opening game of the season. They have not played yet. 11-10 last season, finished in the middle of the LCAA, and they only lost four players to graduation, really. And you get returning contributors Cole Partridge, Carson Daniels, and Caleb Shea, and they're all people who had game experience from last year. So some experience coming back out here. They're going to miss Gary Elliott, and we saw him arrive with the sling on his arm and clearly out with injury. So he'll be absent from their roster. And he was a guy who gave them a lot of speed, a lot of energy. But they've got some length. Caleb Shea is a junior, and he's got a little bit of length. And we saw him last year play some big minutes, and at times he looked like their best big man.
Yeah, and you're going to see plenty of Cole Partridge, who really kind of controls the floor from sort of the outside, making his way in, and definitely brings the leadership qualities that that you look for out of not only a quarterback, but somebody who can run an offense on the basketball court as well.
Yeah, a bit of a gunner out there, too. Likes the long, likes the deep ball. So we'll keep an eye out for Cole Partridge in the scoring category tonight. Meanwhile, the Western Panthers coming off a district championship last year, 17-6 season. They opened their season with a loss, but to a good East Lansing team, 56-51 on Wednesday. So game two for the Panthers out here looking for their initial win of the season. They were hurt a little bit more by graduation. They lose Steel Fortress, Desmond Mason, Cole Morse, who were really their three best players last season, and then Landon Heiler and Evan Thompson, who also contributed. So they're going to be trying to fill those spots, and they'll do that with Nathan Burke, who's back healthy again. Sawyer Watterson, who saw quite a few minutes last season.
Yeah.
Elijah Ebong, who's maybe the best athlete on the team. And then Tyler Oxley, who just gets it done down in the low block. Big body, takes some space, good footwork, gets rebounds, does all those things that you like from your low post guys.
Yeah, and then off the bench, you add to that, you've got guys like Tyler Wisman, who's 6'7", can come off the bench and fill space in the middle for you. You've got a lot of strong leaders here with the seniors, Jordan Taluki, the Dustin, David and Daniel, and then, you know, of course, like you mentioned, Brett Casto is a guy who's going to contribute quite a bit. He's going to be in the starting lineup today as well for the Panthers.
Yeah, pregame tonight brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. I recently had, it's never fun when you have to work with a towing company, but it's nice when they're good for you. They had to tow my automobile away from an accident, but always good to work with Jimmy's Towing. We're glad to have them on the pregame today.
Yeah.
Here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back, get the starting lineups, and set things up for the game tonight against the Western Panthers here in Brooklyn, taking on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles here on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School, our opening of the basketball season, and our coverage here on WKHM will be added all year long. Check out our schedule online at WKHM.com. And the pregame brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. And Jason, why don't you go ahead and hit us with the starting lineup?
Yeah, let's do that. First up for the visiting Western Panthers and head coach Ryan Mulnix, they're going to roll out senior Sawyer Watterson along with Brett Casto, the junior. Seniors Nathan Burke and Elijah Ebong, and the big man in the middle, Tyler Oxley. And for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and their head coach, Jason Reichner, almost missed that one there. We've got Samuel Light, Chase Tompkins, junior and senior, respectively. Then we've got junior Caleb Shea, and then the seniors, Carson Daniels and Cole Partridge.
I'll make a prediction here early in the pregame here, Jason. Western Panthers got varsity teams got about 14 kids on the roster, and we turn it over, and we got about 10 kids for Columbia Central. I predict that depth is going to be a difference maker tonight. I think that Western's going to come out. They're going to trap. They're going to press. They're going to keep the pace of this game high, and they're going to hope to wear down Columbia Central with their deeper bench.
Yeah, I think we kind of talked about this during the nooner this afternoon, but we kind of talked about how this is probably going to be over-under right around 100 points, 56-50, somewhere in there type a ball game. And I think Columbia shooters are going to keep them in it, but at the end, Western's depth is just going to wear them out.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think Columbia Central is going to be it's going to be a good matchup for them player to player initially, but I think at some point you're going to see some fatigue set in. Western's going to have the fresher legs later in the game. So I do expect a close one. I'm hoping for a close one.
Yeah.
It's nice to get things started with a nice contest here. But we'll get to the action here very quickly, actually. We're winding up toward game time here. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to Columbia Central Schools. They are one of our sponsors in the game tonight, Columbia School District. Not to mention a ton of other people out here, JPS, Seymour Ford, Denny's, College and Career Access Center, Jackson Speedway on board.
Yeah.
And how about Lumen Christi Catholic Schools? Congratulations once again to the Titans on their third straight Division VI state championship in football. And that's a basketball team that's going to have a little bit of a learning curve getting a late start to the hoop season because they played football so long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we talked about was the football hangover, really, for both of these schools, not just Lumen Christi.
Well, and, you know, to me, Jason, I think at this point in the season, it's a little bit of an advantage to them. I think they're not going to have to worry about conditioning. These guys are already in game shape. It's just going to be a little bit about, you know, getting used to shooting the ball and knocking the rust off as it relates to basketball. But I think conditioning, both of these teams are going to be really in shape because they play a little extracurricular football this year. So let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get things started. Western and Columbia Central on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And here we are back at Columbia Central High School. We're getting the introduction of the starters here in the building, and we're starting it up with the Panthers here. Oh, we are doing alternating. I like when we do the Western. They turn all the lights off.
Yeah.
They give you that Chicago Bulls style.
Yeah, they do.
Ceremony. Nice big gymnasium here at Columbia Central.
Loud too.
And it's kind of a lot echoey. We're glad to get this one underway here. 8 minutes up on the clock. We're getting the starters on the floor. And I tell you what, Jason, the backcourt for Western's not real long.
No, they're really not. You've got Brett Casto, Sawyer Watterson, who probably aren't 6 feet if they stood on one another's shoulders. So.
Right, well, Watterson listed at 5'10", and Casto 5'8".
Yeah, no.
5'8 seems just like a stretch.
Yeah.
But then you do get some length there with Nate Burke, and he'll do a good deal of the ball handling for him as he goes out there at about 6'2". And nice job as a D-back. You can see he had a hand injury last year. Really kind of derailed Western's postseason because you could really tell that they missed him when they started getting into the district championship. They were still able to get through and win the district, but when they went to regionals, they struggled. And I think the missing link in that one was Nate Burke, as he had really taken on a leadership role late in the season in games that we saw. So it's good to see him back on the floor. And like you said, they got some size coming off the bench, certainly at Western, with a couple guys in there that at 6 foot or above. Wisman actually listed 6'7".
Yeah. Yeah, you've got him at 6'7". Then David and Daniel Dustin, both 6 foot. Zach Nichols, 6 foot. Landon French, 6'3". We'll probably get a healthy dose of him, too. As this game goes on.
Throughout the floor, Oxley into the middle to take the tip for the Panthers, and they'll send Caleb Shea in for the Golden Eagles. Shea's got a little edge in height and probably in reach.
Yeah, and between the starting five with Columbia, he's probably the lengthiest, but everyone else is kind of the exact same height.
Right. Partridge has a little bit of length on him, too. So here we go. Start things up. The tip is up. Neither player able to tap it will re-jump it. They kind of got their arms tied up, and neither one really jumped. So the second chip. And Oxley goes for the quick tap, and they're gonna rule that as illegitimate. He kind of tapped it on the way up.
Yeah. Got to let it get to the peak, and he's kind of smiling about it.
Wait, what? Yeah.
What did I do?
What happened? You stole the tap. So Columbia Central started up here with the rock into the wing for Partridge. Looks to go right down to Shea. And Burke comes up with a steal. Great hands by Burke. He brings it up the floor. Good recovery to get back by Columbia. He drives into the elbow now to the top. And it's going to be Castro. Looks to feed the low block. Touched by the Golden Eagles. Out of bounds. It'll remain Western's possession. Burke will take it out under the basket for the Panthers. Box formation here. They get into Oxley on the low block out to the wing for Ebong. Ebong into the corner for Castell. Looking for Oxley down low. They double team. Tapped away, but it'll stay Western ball.
And it looks like the focus for Western early on is to get the ball down low to Oxley and take advantage of that size.
Yeah, they didn't hesitate to work it down him. He does a lot of good work on the low block and on the inbound. He finds some space. They get it to him on the low block. Easy bunny there. And it's 2-0 Western. Tyler Oxley on the bucket on the inbound. 7:25 to go, first quarter. There's a steal on the pressure, and Castro on the run, and he's going to grab a foul. And there you go. There's that pressure I was predicting, Jason. Western putting it on the ball pressure. Chase Tompkins commits the foul.
Yeah, that's going to be his first team's first.
Inbound goes to Burke out top. Back to the wing and Ebong deep on left wing. Now he looks to attack. Into the elbow, pull-up jumper, and it's through. Quick 4-0 lead for the Panthers. Nice pull-up jumper by Ebong. Really nice shot, stop and pop. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Eagles able to break it. Nice feed into the lane and a drive. They get it down to Shea on the baseline, and he gets a cutting. Samuel Like down the lane. Like does draw the whistle on the shot. He'll get two free throws. First foul against Western.
Yeah, that was a good job to find the cutting man, get him open. Ebong with the good athleticism got over there, unfortunately drew the foul.
Good from the line for the first try. Columbia Central on the boards, 4-1 Western. Next free throw coming here. Couple dribbles, pulls up, and he got the second free throw is good too. Quick inbound by Burke, and Ebong streaking up the right side. Sets up at the wing. Now swing it over to Burke, who set up a little bit deep. Drives to the middle. Pulls up the dribble. And he'll hit back out to Watterson. Watterson dribbling right side into the corner for Ebong. Back to the top for Burke. And now an open look for Castro for three. Leaves it short. Rebound pulled in by Partridge. And they'll look to run up the floor. Daniels out. And a streaking player is Like again. They catch him this time. He scores it. Still gets the harm. He's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, and we're tied at four right now. Great job on the press break there. The basketball never touched the ground.
Yeah.
Just kept the passes going down the floor, and they're able to find Like, who's looking to cut to the basket on every play here. He's got them all from Columbia Central so far, looking to add one here at the free throw line with 6.5 to go first quarter. Free throw a little short. Rebounded by Burke, and he's out and running up the sideline to Ebong, right side. Sets up at the wing. Swings to the top for Castro. Dribbles a little left, now back right side. Hands off to Ebong outside the wing. Pressure on Ebong out there. Now he'll look to one-on-one. Drives right into the air, looking for Oxley down low. Too many defensive players in between. Steal. Columbia Central up the floor quickly. Daniels right sideline. Now he'll look to drive. Double teamed, and they've got him trapped. He breaks through the trap out to Castro and out of the top. Open look, they'll go low block to Shea. Out to Partridge for three. Open look, in and out. Rebounded by Ebong. Good open look for Partridge, just couldn't knock it down. Quickly up the floor, Western up in the air, up and under. Scoop and score. Nate Burke to the basket. Hooping the harm. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 6-4 Western lead. Panthers can make it a three-point advantage. Burke can hit from the line.
That's going to go on Carson Daniels, his first. And we'll get a substitution for the Panthers. Looks like Trey Cottingham going to come into this one.
Castile heads to the bench. Cottingham on the floor. Burke at the free throw line. Lefty stroke. Left side. Comes off the rim. And pulled in by Light, but Burke almost got there to get it. They'll try to trap a little bit, but Columbia Central up the floor. Dribble drive into the elbow. Now a nice feed down the low block. Light has a shot blocked by Oxley. A little too much contact to the body. And Light will head to the free throw line once again. And you just keep seeing Light, Jason, making cuts, finding open spots, and guys are looking for him. And he's scored once, but he's been to the free throw line. This is his third trip. He's going to get some of these Western guys maybe in a little foul trouble and keep the score close with 5:29 to go in the first. It's 6-4 Western. Like hits on the first. Just a little swirl around the rim before it falls through, but it's good for a point. Now we got a little, I don't know, discussing equipment or something? What's good?
Yeah, I think something about some of the equipment on one of the Western players.
Whatever it is sorted out now, and here's your second free throw attempt. That one goes off the heel. Long rebound, chase down, and a battle. We're going to get a jump ball. Watterson hustled over to get it. Both Carson Daniels and Like were after it for the Golden Eagles possession Western. 6-5, they lead by one. Nate Burke dribbles up slowly right side, deep wing. Looks to get a screen from Oxley. Oxley rolls. He's not open. They'll go into the corner. Swing it back across. Watterson left wing. Looking for Oxley in the middle. They steal it. Now on the outlet pass. Cottingham comes up with a steal. He'll get into the lane. Looking to drop it off, and he does go to the right side. Back across to Cottingham into the corner for Burke. Looks like an open triple. No good. Gets his own rebound. Dribbles back outside. Now he'll look to drive, gets inside, double clutch, lefty finish. Can't get it to go, but he does draw some contact, and they'll send him to the stripe. Under 5 minutes now to go first quarter, 6-5 Western with Burke head to the free throw line. We did have a score from around the area here coming in early after one. Northwest leads Stockbridge 11-8. Burke's first free throw goes. 7-5 Panthers.
We'll get another substitution here. That is Daniel Dustin into the game. Also Landon French checks in.
Burke hits the second. And it's 8-5 Western. Full court pressure. Partridge looking up the floor. He'll get it to Light. Passes back out. Now to Partridge into the corner for Tompkins. Cross court open. Look for Daniels for three. Comes off the heel. Burke goes up high for the rebound. Pulls it down, and now he'll look to run the point up the middle. Left wing for Cottingham. Back to Burke. Back to Cottingham. They're looking to get down low to Dustin. He'll pass back out from the low block. Now looks to depart, and miscommunication. Burke tries to throw down to him and stolen from the Western turnover. 8-5, they lead. Here come the Golden Eagles. Slowly up the floor, right wing for Daniels. Swing it back to the top, and now into the corner for Light. Passes in the middle for Shea. His first touch, and he goes up quickly with it. Misses. Rebound tapped out to Ebong. He's going to run. Gets down low, fakes out to Burke. Burke pump fakes the triple. Now he'll get to Ebong in the corner for three. Leaves it long. Tompkins rebounds, and he's running up left side. Double teamed out there. Dribbles past it into the corner. Gets a bump. Get a blocking foul against Cottingham. 8-5 Western leads. And that's going to be, is it going to be our 15th foul?
That is four now for the Panthers. Cottingham's first. And we'll see Micah Sonnenberg check in.
Baseline inbound here for Cole Partridge as Burke gets a breather.
Zach Nichols into the game. Brett Castro in as well, along with Landon French and Trey Cottingham.
I'll tell you what, Daniel Dustin's listed at 6 foot, Jason, but I'll tell you right now, he's about 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big kid. He's just as tall as Caleb Shea.
Yeah.
If not, maybe half a head taller.
I think he's got a little bit more better posture.
Yeah, there you go.
Good inbound pass. Find an open look for Partridge in the corner, and he leaves it a little bit long. Partridge struggling from the floor, shooting so far tonight. And on the rebound attempt, we get a foul against Columbia Central, their fourth team foul. 3:39 to go first quarter, 8-5 Panthers lead with the basketball.
That
inbound goes to Cottingham.
That foul on Aiden Adams.
Cottingham looking to drive from the top, gets down low, and now finds a cutting player, goes up, and he'll get the shot off. It's fouled on the way up, misses the shot on the drive there, Zach Nichols. He'll go to the free throw line. A lot of free throws so far here, first quarter of this one. 8-5 the score for Western. Chance to add to it now from the charity stripe. And he knocks it down. Nichols now in the scorebook with one. Second free throw coming, and that one's through as well. 10-5 now. The Panthers have doubled them up, and they're going to put the pressure on full court here again. Get a knock away, but Daniels will get it up the floor. Gets down low to Like. Now passes out, swinging it around. Daniels pump fakes and drives into the lane.
Ooh.
A lot of contact, goes to the floor. No foul call, but Like comes away with the loose ball, and he'll score it up. 10-7. Partridge on the steal on the outlet pass. Back up the floor quickly come the Golden Eagles, but they'll turn it back over and take it back the other way. Castro up the floor to Nichols, back out to Cottingham for an open look for three, and he hits. Pass to Furious, back and forth there for a moment. Now in the inbound, Western's going to trap in the corner. And Sonnenberg had the basketball, and they'll get a whistle against the Panthers. Quick to the whistle on that one, Jason.
Yeah, they were pretty quick to the whistle. That's Zach Nichols, his foul. First for him, 15 foul.
On the inbound, more pressure from Western. Sonnenberg passes back to Daniels. He looks up the floor and finds Partridge, who hands off to Sonnenberg. Now he's going to drive. Gets into the lane, and he'll commit the charging violation. Nichols was set up for a long time, just waiting for that contact to come to him. And he brought it. Excuse me, that's Aiden Adams. Aiden Adams committing the charge for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
It's going to be foul number two against Adams.
2:43 to go in the first. It's 13-7 Western. They have the basketball. And going right side for the Panthers, Trey Cottingham looking down low. And Dustin had position down there, got his arm yanked, and for
go against Samuel Like.
Got a feeling we're looking at some bonus situations here late in this half.
And that's a one-and-one situation now. That's 17 fouls.
Yeah, they put that up a little slow, but one-and-one scenario here now the rest of the half for the Panthers. 2.5 to go first quarter. It's 13-7 Western. And that's Daniel Dustin to the line, and he hits the first of the one and one. -7 now, Panthers. Dustin takes his second attempt. This one bounces off the rim once, off the backboard, and through. And now in the inbound, a lot of pressure from Western. Eagles get the pass inbounds, and a little over-aggressive for Castro commits a foul. And that's the sixth team foul now against Western.
And that's personal foul number one on Castro.
15-7, and the Panthers set up in their full court pressure. Inbound goes to Sonnenberg, and on the pass, it's stolen. Right in the hands of Cottingham, who floats it up, and now 17-7. Pressure having some effect here for Western. Partridge out of the right corner. Drives, now passes inside to Light. Back out to Partridge for three. No, leaves it long. Rebounded by Nichols and up the floor. Quickly tapped away. Cottingham's there to seize it. Great feed down the low block. Score it up for Landon French. And a 19-7 lead for the Western Panthers. Under 2 minutes to go now. And it looks like a timeout on the floor. We might have a violation here. I'm waiting to see. Got a meeting of the officials at the big double C in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, and we're going to get a personal foul, technical foul. Looks like a bench violation.
Well, I thought I saw him do 24, which is the guy who scored, and maybe just a little too much celebration.
Could be, yeah, looks like it, because they're going to send Cole Partridge to the line to shoot the technical.
A little protest by Coach Molnix, but not much, as Partridge misses the free throw. And as the kids might say, ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
He's got a second chance here on the second half of the technical and misses them both. Cole Partridge's got to feel like there's saran wrap over that hoop right now for him. It's one of those scenarios where you just need to see it go through the hoop.
Yeah, that's a golden opportunity to just break the funk with anything, and couldn't take advantage of it. And
a 12-point advantage for Western here with under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Sonnenberg met at midcourt. Right side to Daniels. They'll trap him there. Passes to the top. And that is the open player on that one was Alex Taylor. Cross court to Daniels into the corner for Partridge. Looking down the low block for Like, and they'll swing it back around. Sonnenberg at the top. Right wing now, Carson Daniels. Down low block for Partridge. He'll dribble out. Pass up to Sonnenberg. Pump fake for three. Daniels moving around the perimeter. Now they get it down low to Like. And he's doubled and knocked away. French has it, but he has it taken away. Daniels, and there's Sonnenberg on the drive. Gets the layup. Too strong. Followed by Like is good. And there's Columbia Central. Took a lot of work, but they got on the board. 19-9 the score.
And Samuel Like has been the lone bright spot for the Eagles so far.
Pascal looking to drive into the elbow. Picks up the dribble, has it knocked away. Chases it back down. We're going to get a whistle against the Golden Eagles. And that'll be team foul number seven. Number eight. 1-1 the rest of the way here for Columbia Central in our first quarter. 19-9. Western has that advantage.
And that foul, Steve, on Micah Sonnenberg, who made his way to the bench, favoring that shoulder. Kind of indicating he might be been a little bit banged up on the collision there.
Slew of substitutions for the Panthers. Burke and Ebong back in the game. Looks like Oxley also down in the low block. Casto at the free throw line, and now Wisman making his first appearance. 6'7 senior Tyler Wisman. That's a size advantage Western's going to have against most of the teams they'll see this year when you got that big kid with that 6'7 reach. Pressure by the Panthers, stolen by Burke. Passes out. Casto had an open look at it. Out to Ebong, who's wide open for three from the left wing. Missed. Wisman rebound. Putback is good, and there's your size advantage. 21-9. Panthers keep the pressure on the inbound. Taylor gets back to Nichols up the floor, and there is Like again down in the roll block. Scores it and draws the whistle. Long assist all the way down the floor. That was Chase Tompkins with the pass. And a nice finish by Like.
Yeah, Like has been, as we mentioned, the bright spot here. He's got all 11 of their points.
He's got a great feel for the game down there. Yeah. Down low, Jason just takes it up strong. And if he doesn't score it, he knows he's going to get to the line. And he misses the three-point opportunity. Rebounded. Still a 10-point advantage for the Panthers. Burt looks like they want to try and score again before the end of this quarter. Steps back for a three. Pulls up. And it's off the rim. Offensive rebound. Oxley. Strong putback. Won't get it to go, but he's got a pair of free throw attempts coming from the line. 21 seconds to go here in our first quarter. on WKHM. First basketball game of the season. Excited to be here. Thanks to some of the sponsors like OmniSource, Tom Coffee Softwater, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Jackson YMCA, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. As Oxley hits the first free throw. Northwest Community Schools, one of our sponsors, they were leading tonight in their early in that game against Stockbridge. Wait for an update on that as the second Oxley free throw attempt comes off the rim. 22-11, still our score. And the Golden Eagles will turn it over again. That Western pressure has been difficult for Columbia Central to handle.
Yeah, they've been running that trap. We saw it a lot in the JV game, too, and it gave Columbia fits there as well. And it's just, it's really early in the season, and those traps can be tough to just break through.
Burt going to hold it out for one last shot here in the first quarter. Now calling for a screen from Wisman. Looking on the screen to roll out to an open Lewis. Three-pointer, no good. Break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has the Jackson area's highest rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, end of one, 22-11. Western gets the lead. They just outshot Columbia Central. Yep. That press. The press just got him more attempts. The foul trouble affecting both teams. They'll both be shooting free throws on every foul basically through this entire quarter here. And correction on the last shot there, Mikhail Doss with the missed three-pointer to end the first quarter.
Yep, Doss into the game, resetting the floor for the Panthers. You've got Doss, David Dustin, Wisman, Burke, Ebong for the Panthers.
And as predicted, Jason, Western's gone deep into their bench already early in this game. Meanwhile, Columbia Central running with that. Like hasn't had a break. I don't think Daniels has either. Partridge's been out there virtually the entire time as well. And Tompkins, he's got the basketball right now, right wing to the top. And they'll go around. Daniels open for three, and he knocks that down. They need somebody to get hot. Three-point attempt by Carson Daniels is good. 22-14 the score.
Finally figured out that 2-3 zone that Western's been running.
Mikhail Doss. Looking to penetrate, passes back out to Burke. Now he'll drive in, pass to Ebong, who gets it all the way into the lane. Floats it, missed. Rebounded Partridge. Here come the Eagles. And that's Aiden Adams. Basketball now to Tompkins. Into the high post for Like. He'll get back out to Partridge in the corner. And he'll hit for three. So the cold shooting from the first quarter alleviated by the break. And here come two big threes to start the second quarter for Columbia Central, 22-17. They pull back within five with 6:47 to go first half. Western moving it around the perimeter. Burke's got it right wing. Working against Daniels. Drives, gets to the bucket. Right-handed shot, no good. Rebounded by Like. Columbia looking to run. Daniels dribbles to the middle. Hands off to Tompkins. Good recovery by Western to get back. Into the corner for Daniels. They'll double him down there. Picks up his dribble. He's stuck. Gets to the high post. Partridge will shoot. Missed it long. Rebound there for Light. Behind the back and finds himself for... Oh, he missed the bunny. Second chance at it, and he got it to go. Quick 8-0 run to start the second quarter for Columbia Central. Burke takes up the floor quickly. Misses again on the layup. Rebounded by Light. And Western can... Columbia Central can close this gap to within one or tied. Burke Nate comes through and steal. Sneaks up with a steal. All alone on the fast break, and he'll get that one to go on the left side. Stops the 8-0 run. 24-19 our score. And again, pressure from Western on the inbound. A near steal down on the baseline by David Dustin. but he can't come up with it. Steps out of bounds. Columbia will keep it, and Western will keep that pressure on. And that is Tompkins to inbound. Gets to Daniels, back to Tompkins. They'll look to double. He dribbles right past it, and they had a knockaway, but they're going to get called for a reach in, and that'll be free throws for Chase Tompkins. With that'll be the is that 10?
That is 9 for the Panthers.
See, if I don't see the moment when they put that up, Jason, I don't know if they fooled me both ways so far. 19 fouls, that's a 1-1. Chase Tompkins at the stripe. Tompkins, Shea, Partridge, Adams, and Daniels on the floor right now for the Golden Eagles. With Tompkins at the stripe. 5:41 to go first half. 24-19 the score. Missed that one. Partridge up for the rebound, but taken away by Daniel Dustin. Ebon streaking up the right side, gets to the right wing. Now moves to the middle of the floor. Out to Watterson, who dribble across the top. Hands off to Dustin. Daniel to the high post. Now pull up from the free throw line for Watterson is off. Partridge rebounds, race up the floor, and it's Tompkins all the way. Left it short. Good job by Watterson to make it tough on him. Ebon back the other way into the lane. Floats it. And he'll get hit on the arm. It looks like that was Tompkins on the foul. That'll be two for Ebong. And that is the 10th team foul against Columbia Central. So the Panthers are shooting two the rest of the way for the first half here. 5:12 left to go.
And that is Tompkins' second personal.
Make it 25 with the hit free throw by Ebong as Nate Burke takes a breather. Casto back onto the floor. You got Daniel Dustin, Elijah Ebong, Watterson, and that is French, Landon French. Ebong looking for the second half of this pair of free throws, and that one comes off the heel, rebounded by Shea. Gets to Partridge, and then up the floor quickly. That is Alex Taylor. To Daniels, open look in the corner for Sonnenberg for three. Rattles in and out. Tapped away briefly by Partridge, but right in the hands of a raiding Western Panther. Watterson dribbles up the floor. He'll hand off to Ebong right at the top of the key. Now he looks to drive into the lane. Great pass off to Dustin, but it looked like he wasn't ready. Out to Watterson, get into the elbow. Blocked by Shea, and there's a difference maker there with the length for Caleb Shea. He comes up with a loose ball. Nice stop by the Golden Eagles. Up the floor to Shea. Now Taylor's got it. Swing it to the left side wing for Partridge. Back out to Sonnenberg. Goes cross court to Daniels into the corner. Pump fake by Taylor, and he'll get whistled for the travel. Just dragging that foot when he goes to make his move back, Jason, and they'll call that every time.
Yeah, we've seen that for probably 3 years now. They've been really cracking down on that move.
So 25-19, a six-point game here. Western leads. They've got the basketball with 4:25 to go. Burke will bring it up the floor for Western. Now he gives to Ebong right near midcourt, left sideline. Ebong brings it up cross court to Burke at the right wing. Crossover dribble into the middle for Burke. Good and down low to Dustin. And it's going to be knocked away. And I thought I saw it off a Golden Eagles
I thought
shoe.
So, too.
I thought Daniel's shoe, but they'll keep it down here for Western. So the right call. And a five-second call on Ebong on the inbound. That was a quick 5 seconds.
Yeah, he did. It seemed a little rapid there.
4 minutes, 9 seconds. 25-19, a six-point deficit for the Golden Eagles with the basketball. Working around the perimeter, Partridge right sideline. Sonnenberg cross court, now left wing for Taylor. He'll dribble back across the top to Sonnenberg near midcourt, where Burke picks him up. High post for Shea. Turns to look. Back cut by Daniels. Tough through traffic. They get it to Daniels' hands, and he couldn't quite hold on to it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. 3:44 to go. Baseline inbound coming for Carson Daniels and the Golden Eagles.
Nice little back cut there by Daniels.
Tough pass to get through those hands. Into Partridge, open look for three from the wing, and he missed that one. And that is rebounded by number 12. And sent back up the floor, that is Zach Nichols. And we'll get a whistle against the Golden Eagles. So some hot shooting early in this quarter, Jason, but they've all, both teams have kind of cooled down right now, 25-19. And we'll get Nate Burke back to the free throw stripe.
Yeah, that one on Caleb Shea, his first.
Pair for Burke here. And he missed the first one short.
And normally Western has been really solid from the free throw line, but as you mentioned, both teams have kind of gone cold here. And even from the free throw line.
Still 25-19. Second one for Burke. And that one rattles in. 26-19, 7-point Western lead. 3.5 to go in the first half. Sonnenberg looking to get through that Western pressure. They backed it off a little bit here. Daniels dribbling across the top, picks up his dribble. He's stuck. Tries to get to Sonnenberg, and the errant pass goes out of bounds. Another turnover created by Western pressure. It's Cottingham off the bench to replace Nichols. It's Ebong, Dustin, Cottingham, Burke, and I got one other guy. Who did
French.
I miss? French. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
Cottingham coming around the wing to the top. Now he'll back cut out into the corner for three, and he got it to go.
And one.
And he's going to get the harm there at the end, knocked off his feet. Cottingham's going to go to the line.
Another triple for Trey Cottingham.
I guess it's not a mistake to have named him Trey.
Yeah.
3:02 to go here in the half. 29-19 now, a 10-point lead back for Western. Quick 8-0 run to start this second quarter here for Columbia Central, and then they win ice cold, Jason.
Yeah, just having trouble finding the bottom of the net there.
Second, or the free throw attempt no good for Cottingham. So we'll keep a 10-point deficit here for the Golden Eagles. Partridge working across midcourt to the right wing. He'll drive to the middle. Gets over to Taylor and now gives to Sonnenberg. Near midcourt, Burke chases him all the way out there. Dribbles right side, Sonnenberg sets up at the wing. Now to the top for Partridge off a double screen. Steps into the elbow. Good look for Partridge, can't knock it down. And on the rebound attempt, Light
wow.
sneaks in. And is able to tie it up just long enough to draw the jump ball. And it'll stay Western basketball.
A little quick to call the jump on that one, but okay.
And now we got a whistle. Are we going to just to admonish Coach Walnick?
I think so. I think he's trying to get some clarification here.
Whatever happened, they worked it out at least enough for we can get back underway. 2:35 to go here in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me. 29-19 Western with the ball. We'll get a double team on the wing on Ebong, and it'll be a whistle. And that's going to go against Sonnenberg.
Yeah, that's
another two free throws.
Number two on Sonnenberg, and really Columbia has to watch the fouls because they don't have the depth to afford getting even one guy into foul trouble.
.228 on our first half clock. And Ebong at the line, and he gets that one to go. There's your 11-point advantage as Wisman comes back into the fray. And he'll give a break to Dustin, and now we'll get a timeout. Full timeout on the floor. Let's take a one-minute break here on WKHM. 30-19 Western leads Columbia Central on 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you going to do? Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic, peppercorn, sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace. Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The Boyle, Jason Smith, just 2:28 left. First half here, Western leads by 11 with Ebong at the line and a chance to make it 12. 30-19, Western free throw is short. Partridge tries to grab the rebound, can't get it. Goes to the hands of Samuel Light, and he'll get it out to Sonnenberg, who's going to look to dribble up against double-team pressure. Passes over it to Taylor. And now they get back to Sonnenberg at midcourt. Right back to Taylor. And he's at the right wing looking to get into the high post. They're denying that up there to Like at that high post spot. 2:06 now. Sonnenberg dribbling near midcourt. Burt chases him out there. Sonnenberg dribbles into the left wing. Looking for Like down in the low block. And Wisman denying him the whole way. Daniels across the top. Hands off to Taylor at the right wing. He'll pull up for three out of nowhere. Missed the shot. Burke snags the long rebound. Looks to bring it up the floor. Dribbling into the middle. Now back out top. Left side Cottingham down to Ebong on the
oh, what
wing.
A feed.
Into Cottingham in the paint. Nice spin move. Gets the shot up. Missed it. Wisman right there for the offensive rebound. And on the putback attempt, he's going to get fouled. And Wisman now will shoot a pair at the stripe.
And that one's on Sonnenberg. That's his third. So he's going to have to be careful here going forward.
As Wisman misses the first one. And they'll get Sonnenberg to the bench now. Back into the game, Chase Tompkins for Columbia Central and Aiden Adams. Couple of substitutions for Western also. Rebound on the missed free throw by Daniels. Still struggling at the stripe for Western. 30-19 the score. Chase Tompkins across midcourt. Looking for Partridge and on the fake pass, drug his foot a little bit. And that's going to be another turnover here for the Eagles as the volleyball rolls across the court slowly out of nowhere. Landon French over to Burke, back to French, left wing. Looking into the corner for Casto. Looking at a double team coming, dribble through it, and then lost the dribble. Scrum on the ground. And ultimately tied up by Columbia Central. And did we get a timeout?
I didn't see.
It didn't look like it was tied up either, though. But I guess that's the call. Jump ball, yep. They're going to give possession to Columbia Central. Mikhail Doss back into the game now for the Panthers. 5'8", junior guard. I think 5'8 is as small as they'll let anyone say they are on the Western roster.
Man, I should have played basketball then.
You would have been 5'8".
All right, I'll take
nice
it.
Nice drive by Like, and he goes with a stretch-out finger roll, gets the basketball up, doesn't go, but he gets himself another trip to the stripe. And Samuel Like's been a nice, like you said, Jason, a bright spot in what's been an otherwise struggling offense here for Columbia Central. Under a minute now to go first half. 30-19 the score. Like has a chance to cut into that lead from the free throw line. And that one in and out.
And he's been fairly solid. He was 3-for-5 going into that attempt. Now down to just 50% with that miss. Wisman comes off. Daniel Dustin in.
Second attempt, likewise misses. And a rebound, chased down. Partridge just kind of outpowered him. And on the baseline, gets it into the post, and the pass out is stolen. Nichols struggles to reel in the dribble, probably doubled there. Zach Nichols, but it passed off to Burke. 30-19, still our score. Nice pump fake and drive by Mikhail Dawson. He gets it down low, and a missed shot. Was that French on the miss?
Yes.
Okay. Columbia Central back on the offense now. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Tompkins looking for a screen from Light. Doesn't use it. Left wing now dribbles baseline. Tompkins goes into the air. Knocked away. Doss comes up with the steal. Up the floor quickly. There is Nichols. Now down to French. Cross court to Burke. Pump fakes and now drives baseline into the air. Double clutch. Doesn't make it, but does draw the whistle. Another foul here in the first half. We've got to have a half dozen guys in foul trouble at this point. 5.1 seconds to go. Western's lead still at 11 as we've had this kind of scoring stalemate going on.
Yeah, we have for a little while now. That one on Sam Like, his second.
They take turns missing free throws. Burke hits that one, though. It's the final, the Spartans. 78-67 over Rutgers as the MSU opens up their Big Ten play. Nice win there. Cassius Winston, 22 points, no turnovers.
Nice.
As Burke hits a pair from the stripe, 32-19. 13 is, correct me if I'm wrong, Case, I think it's the biggest lead of the game.
I believe you are correct.
5.1 seconds to go here in the first half.
Michigan opening their Big Ten play tomorrow against number 12 Purdue.
Right here in WKHM, 3:30 for the tip. And fire at the buzzer from half court, no good. 32-19 is our halftime score here in WKHM. And uneven, I would describe the half, Jason.
Yeah.
You had Western come out, and they got a nice run at late in the first quarter, stretched that lead out to 12, and then right out of the break between quarters, Columbia Central comes in, hits two threes and another bucket, get an 8-0 run, climb right back into the game within three, and then just went ice cold. I don't know if they made another shot. I think Like maybe made one down there, and they struggled at the free throw line the whole time. So did Western. They had a chance to really stretch this lead out and just couldn't get it done at the line. Couple there at the end of the half for Nate Burke. 32-19 is our halftime score.
Yeah, it was a poor scoring output in the first half, or the second quarter, rather. 11-8 in favor of Western after a rocket-paced first quarter in which the teams were, it was 21-11 after one, and then everybody, like you said, just went ice cold.
Yeah, so we will go to the break here. 32-19 as the teams head to the locker room. And a reminder for you, our halftime brought to you by Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's?
Betcha they are.
I'm due for a Denny's burger sometime soon, actually. Tonight might be the night.
I am too.
We'll check into that, Denny's.com online if you wish to order ahead of time and then go pick it up a little later. Denny's to go on demand. So let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the half. We'll come back and look at the numbers for the first half and set things up for the second. Again, 32-19, our score. Western leads Columbia Central on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road. 32-19, Western leads Columbia Central. Jason, what are the numbers?
Well, for Western, who leads with 32 points, you've got Nate Burke leading the way with 9. Trey Cottingham, 8 points for him. Elijah Ebong with 4, then 2 points apiece for Zach Nichols, Tyler Wisman, Tyler Oxley, and Daniel Dustin. I cannot get right today, I tell you what. On the flip side of that, for the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central, it's the Samuel Like Show. He leads all scorers with 13 points. Carson Daniels pitched in a triple, as did Cole Partridge.
Yeah, that's amazing numbers there to see that Like, basically the only one in the scoring column, Daniels and Partridge both made their shots within 30 seconds of each other. And that's it. The whole rest of the half, the only scoring they got was from Like. And he was impressive down low. Found himself in the right place a lot, offensive rebounds, and able to get some passes. Put up shots. If he, you know, if he makes all the shots in cases where he was getting fouled, you know, he has maybe double those points right now. So both teams could use a little better touch at the line in the second half. Both teams had a little bit of foul trouble. Who's in foul trouble so far?
Pretty much everybody on the floor for Columbia. Samuel Lake, Chase Tompkins, Aiden Adams, Carson Daniels. They all have two fouls. Sonnenberg has three, and I believe Caleb Shea has one. So just they're a hot mess foul-wise. On the flip side of that, really, Elijah Ebong has two. He's the only one for Western that's really in trouble, if you can even call it that.
Yeah, we'll see if that factors in here in the second half. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break. When we come back, second half action on WKHM, WKHM.com. Western leads Columbia Central 32-19.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ready to go here, second half. Seaboyle, Jason Smith on the call here. Columbia Central, the Panthers with a 13-point lead to start the second half. We come out with the starters for Columbia Central. And it looks like the starters on the floor are also for Western. Elijah Ebong will inbound as Western gets the basketball to start the second half. 8 minutes on the clock. We're just about ready to go.
That official is a big stickler for making sure your jersey is tucked in.
Yeah, he's on top of that.
It's probably the second time he's asked Burke to show him.
Actually, high post off the Ebong left wing. He'll drive to the middle. Now goes to Watterson, and we'll get a block. And that's going to be against Oxley on the cut?
Yes. That'll be his second. Team's first.
I had looked away, but Oxley adamant that he didn't do anything. Here in the second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
That's right.
I believe him.
Yeah, I do, too, because his stories are great.
What you want to get with them for the frozen drains when we get this cold weather
yeah.
coming up. They'll get you helped out on that stuff too. Driving Watterson, hands off to Burt, goes up high, missed. Offensive rebound Oxley, soft touch on the putback, a little too soft. Rebound chased out and Burke's going to come up with it outside the three-point arc, driven across the top, and he sets up right wing. Now cross court to Ebong, calling out the play. He'll look to drive and pull up from the free throw line. He's got a nice pop, stop and pop, missed that one. Rebound to Chase Tompkins. Ebong will ride him up the floor. Into the corner and a three for Partridge. Left it short. Rebounded Ebong. Up floor quickly. Burke out ahead of everyone. Good hustle by Daniels to get back and stop him. And Burke will have to dribble out into the corner for Watterson. Back out to Burke. Back to Watterson. Looking to feed Oxley on the low block. Good defense by Shea. They go on a drive and drop off to Oxley. Gets himself deep and misses the shot. Rebounded by Daniels on the run quickly. And he'll hand off to Tompkins. 32-19 still our score. 6.5 to go third quarter. Feeding on a cut. And Leick will get it down low. Put it up high glass. And there's a rebound and a putback by Shea. And Caleb Shea into the scorebook for the first time. Quickly up the floor. And there's Oxley down low. And a great feed to Tyler. And he scores it. 34-21.
Had just 2 points in the first half, off to a good start here in the second.
Full court trap, great job by Columbia Central to break that pressure under control. And now Partridge on a drive, dropped it off to Shea a little too fast. Shea able to save it out to Tompkins, and his pass down to Shea gets him deep, looking to work against Oxley. Double team, knocked away, and last touch going to be Western.
Now, I think if you're Columbia Central and you are anywhere in passing vicinity of Cole Partridge, you're probably going to get it with some heat on it. I mean, the kid's the school's quarterback. Long inbound by Daniels, tipped away.
Partridge chases it down. 5:50. Still in the third. Partridge looking for a screen from Shea, drives down to the baseline. Now back out to Caleb Shea at the high post, right at the elbow. Up to Tompkins, crossover dribble into the lane, into the air, knocked away. And we're going to get a whistle.
And a technical
foul. I was wondering when we'd get one of those, Jason, because there have been some pretty demonstrative players after some of these whistles. And that's going to go against Burt. 34-21 our score. Keep track of that and see if we get a swing here. That official quick with the with the T signal there.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know what he said. They're not pleased with his retort. And Partridge hits from the stripe on the first attempt here for the technical foul. Second attempt, rattles in. 34-23, Columbia Central. Now we got to shoot the actual foul free throws. And that should be Tompkins.
Yeah, it should. I don't know why they're letting...
We've got Partridge shooting, though.
Okey-doke.
And he hits. And he missed the... So 3 out of 4 from the line on that trip. 34-24, though. They cut the lead to 10. And it'll be Columbia Central basketball, too. Daniels will inbound. Gets to Tompkins. Tompkins dribbling up left side. Looks to get out of the base. He was open there for a moment with the defender. But he passed out to Partridge for 3, missed. Nice box out and rebound by Tyler Oxley. And the handoff goes to Burke. He's coming up the left side. Looking for a screen to roll. Oxley slipped the screen. Good help defense by Partridge. Drive up the middle. Cottingham into the lane. Finger rolls it. And it's good to go. 36-24. Western.
It's going to be 10 for Cottingham.
Having a nice night tonight. Daniels up the floor to Shea. Gets a screen by Daniels. Now to the top for Tompkins. Tompkins dribbling left side. Deep left wing. Really low to Shea.
Nice.
Bullet
feed.
Pass and a great feed. Great court vision. Shea with the easy bunny. 36-26. Casto in the corner. Comes out top to Burke. Left wing for French. Drives all the way to the bucket. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Oxley puts it up strong. Partially blocked there by Shea. Looks like he had pretty good position on it.
Yeah.
But they do get the foul. And sometimes you get the benefit of the doubt, Jason, when you go up strong like that. Used to see Shaquille O'Neal would get those kind of calls where you didn't really do anything, but he's such a strong body that he moved you right out of the way. Coach Molnick's not happy about the call either. That'll send Tyler Oxley to the stripe.
No, they're going to call it on the floor.
They do call it on the floor, not on the shot. And is that a warning for Molnick?
Yeah, that is. He's he's been pretty demonstrative.
Well, if you're going to call it, you call it on the shot, I think.
Yeah.
In that case. Oxley will come out of the game. Substitution. That's 14 fouls now for Western here in the half. To just one for Columbia with 4:36 to go, third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Nichols inbound to Burke. Left wing thought about a triple. Thinks better of it. Now back out to Burke. He's deep this time. Dribbling across to the right side. Passes back to the left. Deep for Nichols. Gets a screen. Now the drive into the bucket. Scoops. And he's going to commit the charging violation. Daniels was set up to take it. Zach Nichols with the foul on the shot. So 36-26 Columbia, keeping that deficit at 10.
Second foul on Nichols. Fifth team.
There's an inbound. A little pressure here from Western again. Partridge, they break it. He thought about a triple there. Defense came in from behind. Partridge into the left corner, now out to Daniels at the wing, into the corner for Partridge. Pump fake, drives baseline, pull up blocked by Dustin, and they'll see that French on the block. It'll stay Columbia Central ball. 4:05 remaining third quarter. Inbound to Tompkins, deep left wing, looking for the high post, knocked away, and Burke chases it down. Going to try and penetrate up into the air. Pretty scoop and score by Nate Burke. 38-26. Full court pressure by Western. Couple knockaways from Daniels. He's able to recover. And now we'll get a foul for hitting him on the arm.
That one's going to be on Burke. That's his second. Team six.
Coach Molnix had to walk away, I think, after that whistle to avoid saying something. He's already had a warning. Pump fake three in the corner. Now Daniels shoots it a little long. Carson Daniels, nice job to get himself an open look. Rebounded by Western. Still 38-26. Now 3.5 left here in their third quarter. Burke right wing, looking down low. Can't get it, and a steal from Partridge on the pass out to French. Up the floor, into the air. Double clutch, gets it up, but can't make it. Offensive rebound and putback for Carson Daniels. And the lead's back down to 10, 38-28 with 3:06 to go.
Just the first bucket of the half for Carson Daniels. Little screen, Burke at the top of the key.
Out to Burke, down low. Nice feed down to Dustin. Up in the air, missed the shot. And rebounded this time by...
Yeah, you had it. Aiden Adams.
Aiden Adams, yeah. See, glad you knew what I was going to say, because I wasn't sure. Going into Partridge, top of the key. Now right wing for Like. So he puts it on the deck, out in an open look for Tompkins. Leaves it short. Bounces up off the backboard. Rebounded by Burke. On the missed shot, Burke brings it up the floor for the Panthers. Crossover into the lane, the high post, and a hand check there against Chase Daniels. 2:13 to go third quarter here. 38-28 Panther lead. Substitution coming from the bench. Watterson, Ebong, and Doss into the game here for the Panthers. French and Dustin will all stay on the floor.
They actually called that on Aiden Adams. That's going to be his third personal, team's second. Into Watterson.
Great feed. Watterson wide open. He left it just a little short. And I know that feeling, Jason. You want to make sure you get a soft touch on it. Sometimes you leave it a little too shy. Rebounded by Columbia Central up the floor, left side. Tompkins getting a little more aggressive on his offense. Driving pass to Partridge. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Off the front rim. Rebounded by French. Out to Watterson, back to French, into the corner for Ebong. Open look for three, doesn't take it. Out to Watterson at the wing, back to Ebong. Looking to feed the low block for Dustin, and that is Daniel Dustin in here. I know they got dual Dustins with a lot of D's in the names. French,
nice
on
feed.
A great feed to a streaking Doss, missed it. That was a great feed to get him into the lane. When he got up into the air, though, Jason, not a lot to do with it, so he had to stretch it out and try to finger roll it past the defender. Left short, Western rebounds and take it out of bounds here. Inbound goes to Dustin. Daniel to the top key for Watterson. Doss comes through and gets it at the left wing. Back out to Watterson. Right side for Ebong. Couple pump fakes and a dribble drive. Can't pass out to Watterson. Now he'll drive into the lane. Gets up in the air, blocked, but we get some body contact. And Watterson will go to the line for a pair with 1:16 to go here in our third quarter.
That's going to be on Sam Like. That's his third. So now you've got Like, Adams, and Sonneberg each with three. That is bad news for the Golden Eagles.
Can be a little tentative here in the fourth quarter. But just the third team foul, so they've kind of reeled it in a little bit here second half.
Yeah.
Jason staying out of, but, you know, they're still paying for their sins of the first half. So 39-28 after Watterson hits the free throw with a minute 16 here in the third quarter.
Micah Sonneberg checking back in with those three fouls.
He handled the ball a lot for Columbia there in the first half, so I think they're looking to get him in there to help kind of control the tempo. As Watterson hits again, 40-28, it's a 12-point lead for the Panthers. Pressure coming again after the make. Sonneberg will break it himself, dribbling up and into the corner for Tompkins. Out to Partridge, open look for three, no. Box out and rebound by Daniel Dustin and gets it to Ebong streaking up the right side into the middle. Now passes out for player out to Watterson from the top into the paint and he floats it and he misses it again. Pass coming to him from David Dustin. Now down the floor for Columbia Central. Step in and step back three for Tompkins. Left it real short but saved by Adams. Extra possession here for Columbia Central. On the hustle play by Aiden Adams. Tompkins pressured out by midcourt against to Cole Partridge.
Good
no
cut.
Look pass on to Sonneberg on the cut and finish. There's a nice looking play by the Golden Eagles. 40-30 is the Western lead with 19 seconds to hold for one here to end the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a great cut by Sonnenberg.
Great vision there by Partridge to find him, too, and put that pass right on the nose. There's a drive by Ebong into the high post. Out to Doss for three. No. Rebound to Tompkins as the buzzer sounds. 40-30. We got a 10-point game going into our final set tonight. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We'll take a one-minute break and get back here with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Alro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Alro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Alro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Alro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit alro.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, fourth quarter set to start here, 40-30. This is North Columbia Central. Will start with a basketball and a 10-point deficit. Partridge has it outside the left wing, gets a screen from Adams, now pass out to Sonnenberg, cross court. Taylor into the game now for Columbia Central. Back to Adams, all working outside the perimeter. There's an open look for Daniels. Pump fakes, now drives. Nice drive, can't finish. And on the rebound, we're going to get a whistle. And looks like it's going to go against French. Loose ball foul. No,
that's
that'll go against
Burke. Wow.
It didn't even look like he was close.
There was nobody around him. That's going to be his third. I don't think there was an eagle around him.
There was a guy down there, and the only way that, if Burke had pushed him pretty hard across the lane a little bit there, but. Oh, yeah. Some disagreement about how many fouls somebody has?
No, there's a disagreement, I think, about who's charged with foul. I think they wanted it to be charged on maybe Casto, but.
Well, they're saying number four. I thought Landon French was down there and could have been the only other guy that could have committed that.
Yeah.
Now we're getting some fire over at the scores table. This is a new. We don't usually have a lot of disagreements over on that side of the court. And I don't know that you usually get the officials to change their mind on this.
No, they've got four. I guess that is four fouls on French. Or on Burke, excuse me.
.739 to go here in the game. Coach Malnick's still pleading his case. And it looks like the person keeping the books for the Panthers is in agreement with Coach Malnick's. And now Burke on the floor pleading his case to the official.
The official scorer, I believe, has five.
So they're scoring. Burke has fouled out.
Yes.
And it looks like the testimony portion of the game is over. Burke goes to the bench. And Taylor goes to the line for the Golden Eagles. 40-30, our score. And the free throw is good. Yeah, I said no. There's not a case where you shoot a free throw, make it, make one, and then it's over. So yeah. He gets a second one. Everybody thought that was the end of it, I guess. Pass across to Ebong, now into the corner for Castro. He'll drive and drop it off to Tyler Oxley. And he goes up strong, draws a foul, and he'll go to the line. Score two for Oxley, and an extra try from the free throw line.
Now Oxley will pick up his second bucket of the ball game here.
So the disagreement was that everybody at the score table had Burke with
four
fouls, and yep. The ref said it was his fifth somehow.
Yep. Miss on the free throw by Oxley.
Daniels has it for Columbia. They swing it around the perimeter, ends up in Cole Partridge's hands. Now back to the other side, right side. Daniels has it again into the corner for, that is, Aiden Adams. He drives all the way around.
Wow.
Up and under. Lefty scoop. Adams gets it to go. 42-33. The lead's 9. And a three-pointer by Castro at the other end is good. And that's going to fire up this Panther team. 6:44 to go. 45-33.
Picked a good time for his first bucket of the game.
Daniels drives in, passes back out. And Adams fires again. Looking to see if he had a hot hand there. 45-33 on the miss and up the floor quickly. Cottingham all the way. Left
nice.
Finish.
Wow.
Went up right hand, changed to the left and scored it. Cottingham, a ball fires. He gets in there. 47-33 now. It's a 14-point Panther lead. A little pressure on the ball handler. Sonnenberg into the corner. Daniels thought about a three, thinks better of it. They'll continue to move the basketball. Adams pressured and a reach-in foul. No, they're going to call an
offensive
moving screen away from the ball.
Yep. And that is going to go on Micah Sonnenberg. That's number 4 for him. And I did get confirmation that that was everyone at the scorer's table had 4, and the official said that's 5.
So I guess I didn't think
Nate
it was
Burke
his job. Let's take a 30-second break here. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 6:05 of the game. 47-33 Western lead. A little controversy with a number of fouls for Nate Burke as he fouls out. A 14-point lead, Western staying out in front, even with the loss of Nate Burke. Casto hit a three. He's got the basketball now, yeah, driving into the elbow. Looking for a cutting Cottingham, and knocked away by the Eagles. Western basketball under the hoop there on the baseline. Stay tuned following the final buzzer here. We'll tell you who our Jackson Area Subway player of the game is. Yes, sir, Bob Subways provide box lunches to area sports teams. If you've got a hungry team to feed, call Subway. Nichols to inbound for Western. Drops it into Oxley near the left corner. He'll dribble all the way out and hand it off to Ebong. Oxley retreats back into the paint. Ebong on the drive. Now passes out to Nichols. Wasn't quite prepared to shoot. Casto will drive. Gets in the lane. Floater goes. Aiden Adams now dribbling it up for Columbia Central, working against Casto. And Western Pat pressures the basketball all the way out to half court, even when they're not pressing. They're always hassling those ball handlers. Out to Daniels, open look, and he hits the three. Big shot there by Carson Daniels, 49-36. 5:04 to go in this tilt.
Yeah, they bring heavy amounts of pressure, known for their defense on the gridiron, but also in the gym. Drive by Ebong off to Oxley and charge.
Oh, and that had to hurt. So Ebong goes to the floor on the contact, and Tyler Oxley gets contact when he goes up, loses his footing, and he goes straight down onto Ebong. And Ebong is writhing in pain right now. It looks like he's going to try to make it to his feet. And Oxley went down on him hard.
Yeah, he might have got it all wrong.
Completely unintentionally, nothing he could do. So Ebong on the drive passes off to Oxley, commits the charging violation. Officials making sure there's no dangerous sweat pooling on the floor where he went down. And it looks like everything's good. 49-36, basketball back in the hands of the Golden Eagles. Inbound by Partridge. Pressure here by the Panthers. Daniels will look to dribble it up against Watterson. Gets to the right wing. Now drives in. Back out. Partridge looks at a three from the corner. No. Rebounded Light. Back up and good. Samuel Light, we hadn't said his name for a minute, continues to make his presence felt down on the offensive rebounds. Lead back to 11 with 4.5 left in the game.
The athletic trainer just walked away from Elijah Ebong. Looks like he's going to be all right.
Casto with the basketball. The top, driving right side, hands off to Nichols into the high post, and he'll get some contact.
And that's number 4 on Carson Daniels.
Oxley will get back into the tilt here. And also we get Daniel Dustin. Now we got a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 11-point lead for Western with 4:17 to go on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. 4:17 left in the game. Western with the basketball and an 11-point lead. And now you got kind of a trapping zone here by Columbia Central. Knock away by Shea out of bounds. So if you include the technical, Jason, was that 5 for Burke? Is that where maybe the...
I think that's where the confusion is. Confusion comes in. Tech.
That goes out to Watterson, and chasing him down, Aiden Adams commits a foul.
And that's number 4 on him. 1-1 situation now for the Panthers. But now you've got, Steve... 3 fouls on Lyke, 4 on Aiden Adams, 4 on Daniels, 4 on Sonneberg.
Shea with the rebound on the missed free throw. 49-38. Eagles still trail by 11. Under 4 minutes now. They'll need a run here soon. We've seen them be capable of it right out of the halftime locker room. Oh, and there's a 3-pointer by Partridge, and he'll get some contact. Chance to make a 4-point play here. That's a big shot by Partridge, and He and Daniels, the ones who keyed that 8-0 run out of, to start the second quarter for the Eagles. So they cut the lead to 8. They can make it 7 here with a successful free throw attempt by Partridge. French, Casto, Watterson, Daniel Dustin, and Cottingham in the game right now for Western as Partridge hits the free throw. So it's 49-42. And Western makes a substitution. Ebong comes in for Watterson.
So you got your athletic lineup out on the floor for Western to try to combat those shooters.
Ebong's going to get pressure. And they, again, they're running this zone where they're kind of a zone trap. Into the corner. Castell struggles with handling it, looking to trap him down there. He gets it out. Back to Castell now. He's got an open look for three, and he hit it. Big time shot by Castell for Western, and the lead's back to 10.
And he's got 10 in this quarter.
Daniels with a three on the other end. Missed and rebounded big by Dustin. Daniel Dustin hands to Cottingham, and he's going to dribble up and give it off to Ebong. Into the corner for Casto. He'll look to drive, or excuse me, Cottingham. Nice feed down to Dustin. Patience, but he missed it. Left it short down low. And on the rebound, they'll get him on the arm. So instead of a bucket there, he'll take a one-and-one free throw trip.
And I believe that's 5 on Carson Daniels.
No indication from the officials on how many fouls he's got.
I have 5.
Well, and they haven't been using the player and number of fouls thing on the scoreboard,
yeah.
Jason. They haven't been utilizing tonight.
Guess that's 4.
There's a rebound by Shea. Chase Tompkins in the game. 10-point disadvantage here for Columbia with a 3-minute time frame left. And a near steal. Shea there to recover across court to Daniels. Now back cross and in the corner for Partridge. Open look for 3. Short. Rebounded Aiden Adams. Dribbles out. Gets to Carson Daniels at the top. Back to Adams. Daniels will pull for 3. And he hits from the top of the key. Big 3. Lead back to 7. 52-45. Timeout from the Columbia Central bench. That's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, did that say back to high school football?
Might have.
2:35 to go here, fourth quarter. 52-45 is our score. Columbia Central with a couple big shots, finally finding some range on the three-point bucket here late. Will it be too little, too late here with only 2:35 to go? That remains to be seen out of the timeout. Cole Partridge, Chase Daniels, Chase Tompkins, Aiden Adams, and Caleb Shea on the floor for the Golden Eagles as they set up the defense. And they've been going with that kind of zone trap, looking to get a trap the ball handler just over half court. Jason, or they try to get him down here in one of the corners too, and they go into the corner for Casto, and he passes out quickly, cutting him at the top, and now they get out to Ebong. He pump fakes, gets a defender in the air, breaks the trap there. Now into the corner for French, cross court to Ebong. He'll drive into the lane all the way to the bucket.
Oh, he walked it in.
And when you get past that trap, sometimes Jason, you end up with those easy buckets.
Yeah.
Ebong comfortably hits the layup. 54-45, 9-point lead. Lefty dribble there for Tompkins. Getting pressured into the corner now. Skip pass to Shea, and he handed to Cole Partridge. Shea sets a screen for Partridge. Now
good
catch, cutting Tompkins out to Daniels. Open look for 3. No. Rebound, Adams gets up in the air, missed, and rebounded. Tough rebound in there by Oxley in traffic. And that'll be a whistle, and I think it's going to go against Daniels. And it is.
Yep.
Is that going to be five
that's
now?
That's five, yep.
And now we get the signal from the bench that that's five.
He'll finish the night with 13 points.
1:34 to go, and it's starting to look like Western's going to be able to hold on from here. 9-point advantage with Oxley at the stripe. And he gets the front end of the 1-1 to go.
Oxley with six now.
And the second free throw off the heel. Rebound tapped, controlled by Partridge for Columbia Central. They get to Tompkins now down on the baseline. Drive by Like. Pushed off a little bit, no call. Missed the shot, rebounded by Western. Ebong's going to control it. Slow things down. Final minute, 17 to go, and a 10-point lead for Western. They'll get it into Nichols. Looking
good
down
feed.
Low to Oxley. Great feed, great finish. And that might be the cherry on top. 57-45, 106 to go. Coming up at 9 o'clock here in WKHM. Jackson. Drive and a lefty finish there by Adams. Patience for the Panthers, and they'll keep the tempo slow here. A little pressure now by Columbia Central at midcourt. Ebong skip pass across to French. Up to Cottingham, back over to Ebong. He'll hold it. Out to Cottingham again. Cottingham gets pressured there by Like. Dribbles into the trap. Now they got him, and he turns it over. Up the floor to Tompkins.
Blocked.
And blocked by Ebong. Chased it down. Shades of LeBron James on the fast break block. It'll stay Columbia Central basketball.
Big time block there. Just shattered him all the way down the floor. Two steps from the rim. He turns on the afterburners and gets him.
Inbound to Partridge. Deep triple. Halfway down. Pops out. Rebounded by Casto. He'll chase it up the floor quickly. 20 seconds. Hold it out to Ebong. Ebong back to Casto. They'll look to run out this clock. 13 seconds. Seven seconds. Ebong's got it, and the pressure ends. And time runs out. Your final, 57-47. And Western will sneak out of here with a victory. The second one of the night for the Panthers, the junior varsity with a 65-51 win in our opener. And now the varsity Panthers, 57-47 against Columbia Central. We'll take 2 minutes here on the post game. Stay tuned. We'll get you the Subway player of the game. And we'll set things up for our next broadcast, go through all the numbers. Back in 2 minutes. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game here. 57-47, the final. The Panthers took that lead late in the first quarter, Jason, and never really expanded it a ton, but they were able to keep that pace ahead. It was just that run late in the first quarter that really got them that advantage, and they were able to just do enough to stay ahead of Columbia Central. And I think you kind of called it that it was going to be right around that. I think you said 56-50-ish,
yeah, yep.
You were predicting. So not too far off, and really I could kind of envision it getting into a little bit better scoring, but early in the season, the shooting touch doesn't quite come around the way that it will later on for both of these teams. And I think Columbia Central is going to be a little more formidable later in the season when those guys start getting their jump shot going. Cole Partridge really struggled from the floor. Mm-hmm. He did have plenty of open looks and just wasn't able to knock them down. They got some nice effort from Samuel Like.
Yeah.
And, again, Caleb Shea wasn't much of a factor tonight, but I think he will be as the season winds on. Meanwhile, Western got it done with that pressure defense and timely shooting, I think they had. They got big threes when they needed them. And nice job on the penetration. I think Nate Burke showed that he's going to penetrate. Elijah Ebong is going to take more of a leadership role this year as a senior. Western looks good to get going in their I-8 season.
Yeah, they looked really strong in this one. And, I mean, if you had told me at the beginning of the game to name Columbia's leading scorer, Samuel Lyke probably wouldn't have been in my top five.
Right. But he certainly was the only scoring option a lot of times in the first half.
Yeah.
And kind of faded from view a little bit there in the second half, but certainly was still a factor. And they'll have to keep an eye on him. If you're scouting Columbia Central, that's one guy you wrote down that you're going to need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep an eye on Samuel Lyke. I think, Carson Daniels, if he can stay disciplined, and that'll come as the season rolls on. You know, these guys they've got to minimize the mistakes. They've got to minimize the fouls, especially the bad ones. You know, there's a difference between a good foul and a bad foul. And a lot of those fouls today were easily avoidable, and they will be more avoidable the longer the season goes on. But this Columbia team, if they're going to be successful, they cannot afford to commit the amount of fouls that they committed today.
Yeah, you could just see it was rust. It was all the things that you see every year in these early games until the players kind of get into basketball mode and fully get everything going. So let's run down the numbers.
Yeah, we'll run them down for Columbia. They hung 47 up tonight. The leading scorer, Samuel Lyke, actually led all scorers in this one in the game. Carson Daniels, 13. Cole Partridge with 10. 4 points apiece for Aiden Adams and Caleb Shea. 2 points for Micah Sonnenberg. And a single point for the guard, Alex Taylor. And then on the flip side for Western, who moves to 1-1 on the year, 57 points for them. Trey Cottingham led the team with 12. Nate Burke with 11 before he controversially fouled out in this one with 4 fouls. We also had 8 points for Brett Casto and Tyler Oxley. Elijah Ebong with 6. 2 points. Yeah, I did have 4. Sawyer Watterson, Zach Nichols, Landon French, Daniel Dustin, each with 2 points. Tyler Wisman also had 4 for the Panthers.
Yeah, Wisman looked good in limited minutes, but the size really was the difference. Had a couple offensive rebounds, a couple of nice buckets, and did a good job at the free throw stripe. Guy we're going to keep an eye on as he kind of gets into the flow of the rotation. I think you'll see more and more minutes for him. He's got height, and you can see he's added some muscle in the offseason. And, I think he's going to be an important player for the Panthers if they're going to contend this year. So let's go ahead and take another break here, and we'll come back and finish up the postgame. We'll get our Subway player of the game, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast. 57-47, again, your final from Columbia Central High School, the Western Panthers over the Golden Eagles on WKHM.